Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Gabriella
has joined.
Good evening, Gabriella.
Good evening.
How are you?
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chimincha Dati Lerura Alephet Gimel Yudah Sadi Tabil Rinat
has joined.
Amcha Sadvenu Saharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kafshin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Bet Tedresh Sadi Tav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Rov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Zayin Tuf Gavatenu Kabel Ushmat Yakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Sadiyutta. It brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanum, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Won Wafesha, V'Hata'a V'Nake. Shin Kufav Tzadiyuta. And say the eighth verse of the Anabakoa in a whisper. I'm not going to go through the normal beginning material. I'm going to go directly to the class tonight. Our class tonight is an essay on the RE landing page. You can find the landing page in row 14 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. And it's the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the three negative weeks with which is in the section of the holidays. And there is a link there that says two tabernacles for two realities. And that is where our class will start tonight. We will start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu. Le'akda, L'Shem, Yudhei, Bavadhei, V'Yehuda, Sheli, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunanei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunanei. Two tabernacles for two realities. The sanctuary on earth is opposite God's sanctuary in heaven. For this is an essay by the Moshe Alshich of Tzfat. The 3-week-long mourning period from the 17th of the month of Tammuz through the 9th of Av is primarily to commemorate the events surrounding the destruction of both the first and second temples. While it is difficult for many in this modern age to relate, the Alshich helps us to understand our great loss. The Alshich brings a quote from the Torah, "They will make a sanctuary for me." The message is mind-boggling. Who can imagine that God's presence can be contained on earth, much less in a man-made structure? When Solomon beheld that the presence of God filled the temple he had built, he was awed. He realized that this was only possible because the site of Mount Moriah had been the gateway to heaven since creation. Our sages express this by stating that the sanctuary on earth is opposite God's sanctuary in heaven. For that reason, Adam and Noah offered their sacrifices at that site, and so did Abraham and Jacob. When Israel erected the tabernacle, God told the angels to erect a celestial counterpart. When Solomon at the dedication said, "I have built a residence," repeating the word, "I have built," Bana Baniti, he indicated that what he had accomplished here on earth had had its effects in heaven, that he had in effect built two temples. The celestial temple is situated in a region called Zivul. This is what is known as the place of your eternal residence. And of David's efforts to locate the exact site for the temple had had this as their objective. A similar concept of man's actions being matched in celestial spheres is expressed in the Midrash. We are told there that when Israel erected the tabernacle, God told the angels to erect a celestial counterpart. That sanctuary is called the Tabernacle of the Youth, Memtet. There the souls of the righteous would be offered during the period Israel is in exile as atonement for the Jewish nation. This is why the Torah describes the erection of the tabernacle as et hamishkan, the word et signifying something additional, the celestial counterpart. Just as there is a senior temple in the celestial spheres, as described in the Song of the Sea, "The sanctuary, my God, that your hands established." So there is also a junior such residence in the celestial spheres, although in a lower layer of heaven called the Rakia. This junior temple functions when there is no temple down here due to our sins. And this is why the Midrash calls it the Tabernacle of the Youth, the junior temple. The author quotes many proofs from the scripture supporting the idea that when man does things for the glory of God, provided he is in a state of grace, man's actions have their counterpart in celestial regions. What God told Israel in this portion is that even after the great sin of the golden calf, once rehabilitated by penitence, the freedom which man has been equipped with enables him to draw the holiness of God down the earth. That is the end of the section, the end of the... We'll go on to the next section, unless there are some questions to be asked. The next section is titled Destruction of Body and Soul. And it's the writings of Rabbi Isaiah Horowitz, known as the Shnei Luchot of Brits. Parashat Devarim always read in the 3 weeks of mourning, culminating in the fast of the ninth of Av. Its content is most appropriate at that time. The reason we have lost the temple and have been sent into exile is that we were guilty of violating those Torah laws designed to perfect our soul, our body, and financial dealings. Our sages have said that during the period of the first temple, Israel sinned by worshiping idols, engaging in sexual licentiousness, and committing murder. The sin of worshiping idols is essentially one of the soul. Ever since the destruction of the first temple, the damage done by committing these sins has not been repaired, not even when the second temple was built. And this is why 5 important manifestations of God's presence, proof of the high spiritual level of the Jewish people, were missing during all the years of the second temple function. Our sages found this alluded to in the defective spelling of the word of I will be glorified in prophet Haggai. Go up to the mountain, get timber, and rebuild the house. Then I will look on it with favor, and I will be glorified. In Hebrew, the word is ve'ech bedah. Thus says the Lord. The missing letter He was the prophet's way of telling Israel that the second temple would be inferior to the first in 5 respects. The sin of worshiping idols is essentially one of the soul. The very thought that there were other deities besides God is prohibited. Sexual licentiousness is, of course, a sin committed by the body. There is no other sin that involves so many limbs and organs simultaneously as engaging in sexual intercourse. Murder also involves all parts of the body. All the organs and limbs of the victim are rendered useless. Jerusalem had been described as filled with blood. This same generation had also been guilty of unfair dealings in monetary matters, as described in the verse. Your rulers are rogues and cronies of thieves, all of them greedy for bribes. This making of vows or failure to honor them also involves one soul. The immediate cause of Nebuchadnezzar's attack on Jerusalem was King Zedekiah's having broken his solemn oath to the former not to rebel against Israel. This is why the elders of Zion are reported as having put dust upon their heads and having lowered their heads to the ground. In Eicha Rabbah, relates that the members of the Jewish Supreme Court at the time of King Zedekiah were executed as punishment for violation of the vows According to the Midrash, the oath of loyalty had been taken on the golden altar in the sanctuary. I know this is a very short class, but I'm going to hold off on this last midrash, actually, titled Black Eggs and White Cheese, The Secret of Jewish Resilience. It's a phenomenal story, and if you want to read ahead tonight, that would be fine, but I will be picking this up next Monday, and we'll be saying it then. Does anybody have any questions? You all have a beautiful evening. I'm sorry for being so short with the class tonight, but my eyes are closing as I'm reading. So I wish you all a wonderful evening. Remind you that we have the three classes tomorrow, that we have Rosh Kodesh coming up next week on, I believe it's Tuesday night. Shalom to everyone.
Shalom. Thank you. Have a good night.
Shalom. You all have your shalom gadol.
Good rest.